Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, we talk about mares and we talk about champion mares. For us down under, it's all about Winks. But there's a special mare that has raced in Europe and recently in America that we are starting to learn more about as we watch her race. The mare name is Enable. It's owned by Prince Khalid Abdullah, and his racing manager, Lord Ted Grimthorpe, is on the line. Teddy, good evening, your time in England.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. We're waiting to see what happens with Winks, but you've announced overnight that we're going to see Enable race for another, well, at least another 12 months or so.
Yes, that's fantastic news. Prince Khalid wanted to just sort of sit back and reflect after the Breeders' Cup and the Arc. And I think he more wanted to enjoy it, really, rather than rushing into decisions about the future. And she came out of the race really well, which was fantastic, and that encouraged him to go again.
I think it's a little bit, they link together, don't they, Winks and Enable, given that they're mares and you know they're going to breed, you're going to breed from them in the future. You've got to let them, let her tell you.
Yes, I think she has. I think Enable, and I'm sure Winks has got the same. I mean, she obviously has, but they have that fantastic will. I mean, Enable just can't wait to get up in the morning. She wants to go out. She wants to be the first out. She loves to race. She really just enjoys it. And I think when she came back to England after America and showed that, then we were well encouraged to race her again.
Teddy, is she a mare, like, does she spell, or does she stay in John Gosden's stable and just drifts into the paddocks and things like that?
She stays, I mean, she'll get a little bit of turnout while she's with John, but she'll stay with John Gosden throughout the winter. There's not much to be had. Really, at this time of year, the grass is not great. It's just getting miserable outside. And so there's not a lot to be had from spelling her or turning her out. Like, you have a tremendous advantage in Australia, or you can spell them whenever it makes sense for the horse.
She went to America after winning that second Arc de Triomphe and won the Breeders' Cup on turf. She came around the bend, and again, I link it with us, with Winks, that the anticipation. How do you go through watching a race, Teddy?
I think that it's really exciting when you bring a horse that you know is in good form and to a big championship race like the Breeders' Cup Turf, and you concentrate, you're really concentrating on her rather than anything else around her. But obviously you're looking out for, I always thought the magical was the main danger to her that day, because she had really good current form. And she trained, obviously, by Aidan O'Brien, and she was going to be a big danger. And so when they hooked up in the straight, I started to yell a bit later on when it was getting close. But she has that, as I said, that tremendous will and that power to go and put the race to bed.
We don't know a lot about John Gosden, but he had a horse that ran recently in the Melbourne Cup, Mutahar, that's staying down here. But how important is John around Enable?
He's been vital. He's had an astonishing year last year, this season. I mean, he had the champion two-year-old, he had the Cracksman, the champion older horse, he had the champion three-year-old, and he had Enable as well on top of that. I mean, it was just really extraordinary. He had a sensational year, really. By any standards, and he's right at the top of his game now.
And with the mare Enable, obviously the dream, if everything works out, and, you know, a lot of things can happen with horses that we know, but is the aim to go back and try and win a third Arc de Triomphe?
Yes, definitely. I think that sort of history beckons, and it's sort of almost too big a challenge not to take up, but as we all know, even from this season when she had a little problem just with her knee, and we had to sort that out in the spring. We didn't get her back on track until September, and so she's just had the three races this year in our season. And so it was touch and go whether she'd even make the arc. And she again, she had that will. She needed another couple of weeks really to run in the arc, but the way she did it was just superb.
And
she went to the Breeders' Cup in such good form as a result.
Yeah, no, she was unbelievable. The dream is to have an able clash with Winx. Is there any thought of coming down under for the Queen Elizabeth in April?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just throwing it out there, Teddy. Just throwing it out there.
I think that is there any chance of Winx coming to the Arc? I think it's a nice dream, and I think sometimes if these things just it's a matter of timing of for everyone's season as well. I don't know. Have they made a decision about staying on? They must have, presumably, have they?
No, in fact, they haven't. She's in the paddock. She's been there for a couple of weeks now, and they're letting her relax, and then we'll hear from the owners. I mean, you're linked with your owner, Khalid Abdullah, with Enable. What does he think about Winx when he watches?
Well, he's a great admirer of fantastic thoroughbred, and I think Winx is something really exceptional in every way, and it's hard to imagine many horses even coming close to her sort of record. Really, it's just so sensational, and I think what people forget how difficult it is to bring a horse in good form just one race, let alone, is it 28, 29? It's staggering. To do that and perform at the top of her game is just something else.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what they decide there. Hey, just before I let you go, and the good news is that we'll see Enable race, and we can certainly watch her through Sky down under here when she comes back next year. But obviously, where you're based at Newmarket, you've got Frankel standing there, and we've got Frankly Awesome, who's leaving good things for Chris Lees, and Miss Fabulous for John Singleton. I understand he's sent a couple more back up there, Singo.
He has, and I think it's so encouraging that a horse like Frankel is just beginning to catch on. I think in Australia now, and some of the horse. I mean, to get I don't know what he had, about 20, 25 that would have come down at most, might have been under that, and to get sort of a number of quality horses is something pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, we look forward to Singo. I think was one of the first.
One of the first big supporters of Frankel.
Yeah, he was, and I think Duncan Grimley sent me a text this morning that Samantha Miss is already up there with another mare. So who knows what will happen in the future? Teddy, thanks for staying up. It's late there at 10:15 your time at night, but wanted to grab you with Enable. We've got two champion mares around the world at the moment. We've got Winx and you've got Enable, and it's good to know that we're going to see her race on in 2019. Thanks for staying up, mate.
Not at all, Andrew. Good
night. Righto. Bye-bye, mate. Good night.